Oh, why do we like to be beside the seaside? We have long taken it for granted that a lungful of sea air and getting sand between our toes is good for our well-being. But does being by the seaside really make a difference to health? The Victorians clearly thought so, building beach huts and promenades at beautiful locations along the UK coastline. But even the latest census data reveals that people living near the sea are happier than those inland. So what's going on? A new study at the University of Exeter is trying to find out. And if we can harness the benefits for people living miles from the sea. We know that city living can really affect our mental health and well-being and undermine it, but also our physical health, particularly through the release of stress hormones and exercising less, says Dr. Matthew White, who is leading the project. What we're really interested in doing is reconnecting people with the natural environment to try and reduce that stress. The problem with studying the natural world is that it is highly complex, making teasing out the relevant factors from a seaside scene particularly tricky. To solve this, scientists have tried to recreate specific parts of the coastal environment in the lab. That's how volunteer Joe comes to be in a small, windowless room with only an exercise bike and a video of the beach for company. She is taking part in an experiment at the European Centre for Environment and Human Health, looking at the mental and physical health effects of blue or watery environments. Abby Scott, from the University of Exeter Medical School, is one of the project's researchers. We want to see if we can increase someone's mood and get them exercising for longer if they're cycling in a natural environment, she told the BBC. The current study is already building on the promising past results. One study found that people's mood increased more when they were shown a blue environment compared to green, urban, or a blank wall. A second study discovered that if you ask people to cycle on an exercise bike for as long as they want, those with the lowest mood and self-esteem cycled for a much shorter time than happier volunteers. The new study combines the two, asking whether people with a low mood will feel happier from the blue environment and, as a consequence, cycle for longer. This will reveal whether being in a blue seaside environment can turn people's low mood around and encourage them to be physically fitter in the process.